Hi, welcome to the Business Today's Weekend Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are some of the top stories. Facebook and Twitter, along with Singapore's largest media house, have complied with the government's directive to issue a correction to the users of social media platforms in the city-state after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal tweeted about a new COVID-19 Singapore variant. Singapore's Ministry of Health on Thursday invoked the Protection from Online Falsehoods and Manipulation Act in response to a statement circulating online claiming that there is a new variant of COVID-19 which originated in the city-state that is more harmful to children. Kejriwal on Tuesday wrote on Twitter claiming that the new strain of the coronavirus found in Singapore could be very dangerous for children and urged the Indian government to cancel all air links with Singapore. Former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, in a series of tweets, slammed the government for announcing lower interest rates on small savings schemes on March 31st and reverting on April 1st, barely 12 hours apart. The Congress leader said that the inadvertent error, as said by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman while rescinding the order, is a cock and bull story. He said that the decision obviously came from a superior authority. His tweets came after India Today filed an RTI on the same seeking details on how the entire order and the subsequent rescinding took place. The Reserve Bank of India Central Board has approved the transfer of Rs. 99,000 crore as a surplus to the central government. This will be for the accounting period of 9 months ended March 31st. The board also decided to maintain the contingency risk buffer at 5.50%. The decision was taken during the 589th meeting of Central Board of Directors of Reserve Bank of India on Friday, held through video conferencing. The board reviewed the current economic situation in light of the adverse impact of the second wave of COVID-19 and the global economic situation, as well as the policy measures taken by the Apex Bank to mitigate the challenges arising from the second wave. Defence Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences, the research laboratory of Defence Research and Development Organisation, has developed an antibody detection-based kit called DipCoVan. The kit will help people detect if they have previously been exposed to the COVID-19 virus and if their bodies had produced antibodies to combat it. It will also help with the qualitative detection of IgG antibodies in human serum or plasma, targeting the antigens related to COVID-19 causing the SARS-CoV-2 virus. DipCoVan has been developed by DRDO scientists in collaboration with Delhi-based Vanguard Diagnostics Private Limited. The Delhi-based firm will initiate the commercial sale of DipCoVan in the first week of June. In a major cyber attack that has hit global airlines, including Air India, data of 45 lakh users have been compromised, which includes credit card details. The list of affected airlines includes Malaysia Airlines, Finnair, Singapore Airlines, Lufthansa, and Cathay Pacific. In a communique to its affected passengers, Air India informed that its SITA PSS server, which is responsible for storing and processing personal information of flyers, was subject to a cybersecurity attack. The resultant data breach involved personal data registered between August 26, 2011 and February 20, 2021. In this attack, details like name, date of birth, contact information, passport details, ticket information, Star Alliance and Air India frequent flyer data as well as credit card data were leaked. However, the CVV or CVC number of credit cards were not stored in the affected server, Air India clarified. And that's all we have for in today's podcast. Have a great weekend.